The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends. So I wanted to pop in today and share a little quick nugget of money wisdom based in the beautiful law of attraction. So I'm going to ask that each of you listen to this episode with an open mind. Not because it's going to be triggering or anything, there are no trigger warnings, but only because the concept that I'm going to talk about today is one that you've probably heard talked about a lot. Like, I think it's a technique that a lot of us discount within the law of attraction in the ways that a lot of people teach the work. But like I tried to do with a bunch of different aspects of the work, I want to try and change your perspective on this topic. Maybe talk about it in a way that you haven't heard before, or maybe explain a little bit differently why I think that you should give this a try if you haven't before, or if you have before and it hasn't worked for you. So let's talk about money tracking. Tracking all the money we are allowing into our life. So this is a concept that has been talked about, like I said, over and over again in the manifestation world. And typically, I personally believe it's talked about by people who are making a lot of money. Like, I know that the first time that I ever heard of money tracking was by a woman by the name of Denise Duffield Thomas. I heard her interview on The Lively Show many years ago, and she has multiple books like Get Rich, Lucky Bitch, Lucky Bitch, and Chillpreneur. She's got a bunch of really great books, and she also runs a program called Money Bootcamp. And I joined that group, and I've read all her books, and I've been a part of that since probably 2018, 2019, 2020, something like that. And she talks about money tracking, and she is a multi-millionaire. She makes multi-millions off of her books and her courses, or her one course, Money Bootcamp. And I think now also owns a rose farm where she sells fresh cut roses. And so anyway, the thing that deterred me originally from money tracking all those years ago when I was taking her course was, well, it must be nice, Denise, that you probably have like hundreds of different like amounts of money that you get to track every single day. That must be really nice, Denise, you know? And I was like, meanwhile, I'm over here like, you know, just a couple things here and there that are slowly flowing in, and it kind of, I don't know, I felt a lot of resistance to doing it. I didn't really get the point. So, anyway, they will suggest, these people, Denise specifically, will suggest that each time you allow money into your life, hence the word allow, like a lot of emphasis on allow, not earn, because the universe doesn't care if we're doing something to earn money or if it's being gifted to us, right? Either way, that's money that's flowing into our life. So every time we allow money into our lives, each time we gain more, whether that's a penny you find on the street or a paycheck from your business or job, you track it. You track it. If you're like me, you may have tried this in the past, like I said, and felt like it didn't work for you, or you didn't stick with it for very long, or maybe you avoided it altogether because it just felt so gross to look at the money you're allowing in, because the total just feels really dissatisfying to you, right? So here's where I'm going to attempt to change your perspective on this topic with two separate points. The first point being, I'm not asking that you go about this, that you go into this by thinking that you have to fake a feeling of satisfaction while looking at the totals you earned in the last year or the last month, or even about faking satisfaction with the current balance in your accounts. Energy doesn't lie. And we don't want it to anyway, because then we wouldn't know when we feel dissatisfied about something. We wouldn't know when we want something else. We don't want to look at our account and feel satisfied with a number that isn't going to be able to pay our bills, right? If you're looking at your current balance and it feels dissatisfying, that means the universe is working. If you can't pay your bills with what's currently in your bank account, the universe is working. The dissatisfaction that you feel when looking at those numbers is just a message from the universe, from your inner being, showing you that what you desire is something else. And this total isn't it. That's a good thing. That's a good sign. It's helping you clarify what you desire, and it's helping you ask for it. You can't fake satisfaction with that total. Just like you wouldn't want the stove to be on and not burn your hand. You know what I mean? Like, you want it to be hot, so you know not to touch the hot stove. The number looks dissatisfying because you don't want that total, because that total doesn't feel good to you. And that's a good thing. So the second point here is that this process of tracking the money that you are allowing in does not need to be about the total overall. Like, I'm not saying look at last year's earnings or last year's overall allowance, right? The whatever you were allowing in this last year to look at it and to feel good about it, because most of us wouldn't, right? A lot of us wouldn't. That's why you're listening to an episode about money manifestation. And I'm not even asking that you look at the monthly total that you're earning right now. I'm saying just look at the incremental amount that is coming in bit by bit. So tracking isn't about a total number overall, right? It's not about tallying up the total amount of money that you've earned. I think that you can do that, but we're going to do it in a different way than maybe you've done it before. So we're looking at each incremental amount that is coming in, even a penny, even a quarter, even a check that your grandma writes you for Christmas, you know? So let me explain. Let's say that you triple the amount of money you allow into your life right this moment. You triple it. And you know with certainty that that amount is yours. Each year, each month, each week, you are receiving the money that you desire, that tripled amount. The tripled amount that will be your salary overall, but then you're receiving that money every week, every month, and so forth. Now, if that were true, and you knew, like you had gotten a raise at work, hold on just a second. Okay, someone's dog started barking like crazy right outside my window, so I needed to move into my room. Okay, so I'm going to just start this section over. So say you triple the amount of money you allow into your life right this moment, and you know with certainty that that amount is yours each month, each week, each year, etc. And you know that you're going to receive that total. Like, you got a raise at work, or you signed a slew of high ticket clients and you knew this amount of money was going to hit your account every month. So would it matter to you if that money, that total, came in small increments? It makes me think of like people who are selling like PDFs, or who are selling courses for $2, and people who are actually doing it successfully, right? People who are making like, who have a very successful Etsy page and they're selling items for like $10, but they're hitting 100K years, right? They're making $10,000+ a month off of like a $10 print, right? People like that exist. I don't think it's like overly common, but people like that exist. People who have successful accounts and who are making a large living, a comfortable living, based off of small incremental purchases. So if you knew that the desired total that you wanted was going to get hit at the end of the month, the end of the year, would you cringe at the sight of $2 or $100 or $1,000? Would you cringe at $20 being added to your account? Would you cringe at that? If you knew that that was one of the pebbles that was adding to the overall bucket, the same bucket that was sure to become overflowing the way that you desire for it to. Those seemingly small incremental payments would all add up to the total that you desire. at the end of each pay period, right? But the way that most of us look at those quote-unquote small incremental payments now is not like those are contributions to the overall sum that I desire. And instead, they're looking at it like it's not enough. Like $20 is nothing. Like $2 is nothing. A penny on the side of the road is nothing. What if that penny was a contribution to the 100K year you were about to make? What if that $10 was guaranteed to be a contribution to the six-figure year that you were about to have, your first $1 million, whatever it is? What if that was contribution? Would you be thinking $5 is nothing? You'd be like, $5 is contributing to my $100,000 year, my first six-figure year. When we start tracking the money we are allowing into our lives, we are tapping into the law of attraction. But like with anything that has to do with the law of attraction, there is a caveat. The way to enhance the law of attraction in this experience, the aspect of it that so many people are missing, I believe, is that you have to feel something good. You have to feel appreciation for the money that you're allowing in. You can't just idly type in these totals and feel nothing. You have to feel good while looking at those numbers. And if you can exaggerate that feeling even more and get to a place of knowing that this small incremental total is contributing to that larger sum and feel the satisfaction of that, that's even better. That's like setting you on a fast track to receiving it. And it makes it less like every month is a failing game, right? Because what are we doing most months? We're expecting to receive what we expect to receive. We're not expecting to receive anything more. If we start looking at these small incremental paychecks or these small incremental client sessions, if we start looking at the random money that we receive from people as a contribution to the overall whole, we are expecting that money. We're no longer just expecting the total that last month's sales told us that we would then again repeat this month. You know, our expectations start to change. When we can track from this good feeling place and feel excitement from putting that number into our spreadsheet or paper tracking system, whatever works for you, and especially from a place of knowing that it is contributing to the larger sum, we are shifting into a new process of law of attraction. We are then putting ourselves into a place of allowing more money and more of that feeling paired with it into our lives. I shared a story recently on the podcast where my inner voice told me to laugh when I was in a moment where nothing was funny. And because I did it anyway and I felt that sensation of laughter, I was then attracted to more thoughts that felt funny, which resulted in more laughter. This is the same. When we can take note of a dollar coming in and feel satisfied about it, we are then allowing ourselves to attract more thoughts of satisfaction for money. And more inspiration to take action on that will result in allowing more money in on top of that. When you can look at these pebbles of cash flow coming in, when you start to allow yourself to pay attention to it when it does, and when you can feel good about that fact, knowing it's contributing to the larger sum, you are putting yourself in vibrational alignment with receiving it. You are putting yourself in the receiving mode. From this state, we are attracting inspired thought, circumstances, random occurrences, maybe even meeting certain aligned people that are all in vibrational resonance with that appreciation for money, with the receiving of money. That feels like appreciation, so new ideas are more likely to come to us that feel good, and that will lead to allowing more money. New circumstances present themselves where money is offered. We start attracting more ways to add money to that spreadsheet. Rather than feeling dread or thinking those sinking feelings like this isn't enough, or we're adding that smaller number to the larger sum in the back of our mind and thinking about how I need more money, we're attracting more of the exact situation, that exact situation. And we all wonder why it's so difficult to break out of the cycle of not allowing more money into our lives. Most of us aren't even comfortable with looking at what we're allowing in right now because it feels so dissatisfying. So tracking isn't just about sitting down and doing a mindless task that maybe even makes you feel like shit, right? Because it feels dissatisfying. It's about allowing yourself to shift the way you are thinking and feeling when the money you are allowing comes in. adding it to that spreadsheet and feeling good, knowing that that is adding to the total that feels satisfying to you. And by doing this, you are attracting more reasons to add more money to the spreadsheet, things that feel good, things that get you excited about getting closer to that overall goal. Remember, there is always more physical money. Always. There are always new ways being born to be inspired to allow it in. And not only are there always new ways to allow it in and new levels of inspiration, but there are ways to allow it in that feel good, that feel easy, that feel satisfying. Okay, that's my little money nugget for today. I hope that you enjoyed it. And please leave me reviews, or you can send me a message and let me know how you enjoy the podcast, if there's anything that you'd prefer I talk about. If there are any thoughts or takeaways that you have at all, you can feel free to message me about it. This is the work that I do with my one-on-one clients as well. I hold space for my clients to become really clear on what it is they desire. And then as their mentor, I guide them through the process of being able to allow those things into their experience in ways that don't feel like, you know, you're ripping yourself apart to get them. So if that feels interesting to you, you can follow the link in the description box. I always leave it there. That'll lead you to my link tree and a form that you can fill out with a little bit of a description of what the work with me is like. If you like the podcast and you want to keep hearing more, I love it when people, like I said, leave reviews, and you can also send me a donation if that feels aligning to you. I have a donation button in the description box as well. I haven't been on Instagram as much recently because I broke my my phone's camera a few months ago, and because I'm in Bali, I haven't been able to fix it. But hopefully soon, I will be able to do that. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, I also keep my Instagram tag below. And that's all for today, folks. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.